here's the kind of a sideways strategy for Curtis Orchard, and maybe it's not what you ought to be thinking, but they're going to be so full they're not going to eat it, and then you get it left over. See?
There you go.
See what I'm thinking here? Yeah. You want some pie? Again, I know how full you are.
I love it.
The suggestion, and then you keep the pie. That's just not the spirit. No, they want a little piece. So they want a little pumpkin, a little apple, little cherry, little pecan.
Yeah.
It's all at Curtis Orchard, curtisorchard.com/bakery.
That's right.
If you want the saliva to start. It's wonderful. Exactly. Curtis Orchard on Duncan and Champagne. All right, break for the news. We'll be right back. 8 o'clock hour. It's Friday. It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J, ESPN 93.5, 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Time to count even more ballots in Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Ballot boxes have arrived, so please take your seats as the envelopes are being brought to the table.
That's at the Broward County Elections Office, where they'll be counting thousands of ballots the machine recount could not. Fox's Evan Brown is there live.
Yeah, Dave, the eyes are on Broward County, Florida once again, as it was revealed yesterday after finishing the machine recount that their totals were rejected by the state because they filed them just a couple of minutes late. The recount total in Broward would have showed an increase of 700 or so votes for Republican Rick Scott in the U.S. Senate race. Republicans are alleging that Broward election supervisor Brenda Snipes did it on purpose. Snipes denies this. Now the hand recount is underway and is a much busier scenario with lots of people pouring over individual paper ballots, Dave.
Evan, in California, another Republican House seat flipped blue. The AP called the race for Democrat Katie Porter, defeating GOP Congresswoman Mimi Walters by 6,200 votes. Six other House races remain unresolved. Democrats could end up with a 234 to 201 House majority in the next Congress. Still trying to locate the missing in wildfire charred Northern California. 631 unaccounted for, and the number killed is up to 63. 9,500 homes burned down.
I had government housing, and I'm hoping that the government replaces so that we can live back up there. It was a beautiful place to live.
Well, three others died in the fire near Malibu. The Justice Department says it was an error, filing error, naming Julian Assange twice in an unrelated August court filing. Assange, infamous for document dumps, published Clinton campaign emails back in 2016, and this leads to speculation he may face criminal charges in the U.S. Assange remains holed up in Ecuador's embassy in London. He's been there for years to avoid arrest. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
More than a week after the shooting spree in a California bar, a memorial for the sheriff's sergeant among the 12 killed by a former Marine who then killed himself.
About 5,000 people turned out at a California church to say goodbye to Ventura County Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas. Among them, country star Billy Ray Cyrus.
All gave some. Some gave all.
A flag draped across the coffin as family and friends told stories of the sergeant's heroism. Some officers say it was Helas's decision to confront the shooter rather than wait for help. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Trump will today honor some very famous people.
Set to receive the nation's highest civilian honor, Miriam Edelson, the wife of Republican super donor Sheldon Edelson, and Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who's retiring. Other recipients include former NFL greats Roger Staubach and Alan Page, who is also a Minnesota State Supreme Court Justice. The medal will also be awarded posthumously to Babe Ruth, Elvis Presley, and Antonin Scalia, the former Supreme Court Justice who passed away in 2016 and whose seat the president filled with Neil Gorsuch in his first year in office. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A story we all fell for turns out to be fake news.
It was a story of a homeless man helping a woman stranded that led to a GoFundMe effort to raise money. But according to Burlington County Prosecutor Scott Coffina,
it was fictitious and illegal, and there are consequences.
The homeless man, Johnny Bobbitt, and New Jersey couple Mark D'Amico and Caitlin McClure have all been charged with theft by deception, convincing some 14,000 donors
to contribute a total of nearly $403,000 during last year's holiday season to help Johnny Bobbitt.
All three are in custody. Coffina says GoFundMe will return the money to all the donors.
That's Grinnell Scott. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by OSF Ergo. Delivers the quick, convenient, high-quality care you expect from urgent care, but in a way you never expected. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign, on North Prospect near Walmart, and on South Neal by Harvest Market.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An assistant superintendent in the Urbana School District is accused of trying to record at least some part of a closed session of a board meeting. Samuel Bindum is being charged. He is accused of eavesdropping. WCIA says he allegedly did the recording with a pen he bought off a website called Spy Guy. A school district employee found an email order confirmation on a school computer for the voice-activated recorder pen. School board members apparently heard about the email and searched the room before the meeting, and they found the same recorder pen described in the email. Quick note for Monday, FNS, in conjunction with the Champaign Fire Department, will conduct a spill containment exercise. That's coming up on Monday the 19th from 7 a.m. until noon. This year's mock scenario will take place on the north end of Abbott Power Plant on South Oak Street, and then the simulated spill will travel through storm sewers toward the Boneyard Creek. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit OSF ergo.org to see and learn more.
Here we go. Weather for the weekend. It's bundle time, maybe.
It's true. We've got a high 38 today with some clouds, and then there's a chance of precipitation, some fog late, low 28, 30% chance of precipitation late afternoon tomorrow and possibly into the early evening. We've got a high 39 expected, though, down to 29 Saturday night. Sunday's high at 36, down to 20, clearing out by then, but in the morning we might see some snow showers. Back to work on Monday with a high 37 and sunshine. Right now we're at 31. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, my reference bundle was for the football game.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's going to be, if you're outside for a long time, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So just don't get buffaloed on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Major Randy from the Salvation Army Corps officer and pastor, Major Randy, nice to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us.
Well, it's that time of year. I'm going to hear the bells in the Salvation Army.
We're going to hear them in our sleep. Yes, we are.
Awesome. Okay, what does the Salvation Army do?
Well, the Salvation Army is here. Well, we've been here for 129 years in Champaign, and we are here every day helping people with food, rent, utilities, assistance. We're helping veterans. We're helping people who are reentering from prison, trying to get back into their lives, helping them with housing, helping them with clothes, helping them with job education and resume, and all that kind of stuff.
All right, so people hear the bells, they're very familiar with them around here. Dollar, $5, $10, $20, whatever you've got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, a lot of people like to talk about that gold coin. We mentioned that a minute ago. But it really is. It's the nickels, dimes, and quarters that make up the big chunk. The $1,000 gold coin, that's nice. That's very nice. We like those. But every little bit helps.
You know, the economy's better. Jobs are better. Do you expect better in the kettle?
We're hoping. Again, our goal this year is $195,000 just for the kettle part. Now, Christmas overall, that's like $500,000. But just in those kettles, those little...
That's amazing. $200,000
almost. Yeah.
How do you even project that given weather? People don't show up. They don't stay as long as they should. I mean, there's a lot of factors to guess the Salvation Army kettle drive.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Major.
That's okay.
Okay, but you're going to be outside Memorial Stadium for the first time.
We are,
that could be a, that could be a thousands of dollars boost.
We're hoping and hoping. Yeah, they're letting us be, again, it's their day of giving, so we're really partnering with them and appreciating that.
Awesome.
We're going to be at the three of the east doors and three of the west doors.
Awesome.
Yeah,
man,
right before the game.
Come on, folks, dig through the coats and get the dollars out.
Oh, please.
And help them out.
And then we're going to make sure that we let people know exactly what we raised the game. So I think it's fourth quarter. We're going to put it up on the screen and let people know exactly
nice.
What we raised.
Will
so,
we
yeah.
be there after the game?
I don't know.
Okay. Because if you remind them late in the game, they might say, oh, I didn't give coming in, I'll give coming out. I don't know. Mm. If you're there that long.
I didn't have
I'm
a chance.
I'm an ideas man, Major.
Well, I'm with you. I'm with you. I just didn't have a chance to think that through well. But maybe next year. Okay, we'll work on that.
Listen, it's a good thing. We want people to give.
Yeah.
If giving is great for the soul. And it's important to do, to
it
help
is.
One another, to treat them like Jesus would, to,
absolutely.
To give, to help.
Absolutely. Well, and the need is up this year. I mean, we were talking out in the lobby earlier, we're, our cases for Christmas, for actually Christmas help. We talked earlier about what we do year-round, but Christmas, we're up to just over 800 families
Whoa.
That we're going to be assisting this Christmas with food, toys, clothes and stuff. So, yeah, the need is still there. People are still in need, and we're still trying to help people as much as we can. Matter of fact, we're actually extending our applications a little bit, Mondays and Wednesdays in the mornings. If they missed our application for some reason, they can still come in and apply, and so we're trying to help as many as we can.
It's a really nice shop there at Wilbur and Market Street over by Marketplace Mall.
Exactly.
And people can do their donating of material items, too. What kind of things are you looking for, Randy?
Basically, clothing is the main thing that people come looking for, but furniture, bric-a-brac, housing items, lamps, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we say yes to everything. We don't turn anything away.
And volunteers for bell ringers. I've done that before, and usually it's a 2 or 3 hour shift. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. And we have 28 locations. Once we get after Thanksgiving, we have 28 locations all around the county: St. John, Rantoul, Mahomet, of course, Champaign, Urbana, down in Savoy. And again, we have a new site this year. It's register2ring.com.
Excellent.
register2ring.com. It's very user friendly. Go in there, you can sign up. You just put in your zip code. It'll bring up the locations. You pick the site you want, and please, if you can, remember to put in your cell phone number, because this year it'll send out the thank you letter. It'll even send you a reminder text.
Nice.
So, hey, don't forget, you're supposed to ring tomorrow.
Register2ring.com. Yeah. Okay.
Randy, thank you.
Thank you.
Major Randy, Salvation Army, you hear the bell. If you can, we'd love it. Give a dollar, give a 10, give a 20, and help, because it's important and it's going to local. It's right here.
Oh,
800 families.
Yep.
Good work.
Thank you so much.
If I had a way to put you out of business, I would.
Hey, I would take it.
It would be awesome. Or at least get you transferred.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
Although we like you here.
Yeah.
Major Randy, Salvation Army, ESPN 93.5.
Getting the
details.
I'm going to give you a tip here to go buy something early and be done, and then you're going to feel better versus panic. Larry Kent for Gallery Holiday Open House, going on now through Sunday.
25% off all their artwork. Gallery is full of great things to enjoy and take home. They're located at Windsor and Neal, and they've got that complimentary hot apple cider as you browse the Larry Camper Gallery.
But what you're going to find are unique items that have a relationship to your person, and they're going to love it, and they're going to keep it forever. And how many gifts can you say that about? I mean, they got the calendars if you want to do something like a stocking stuffer.
Prairie Scapes is wonderful.
You've got books that they have put together that are amazing. But Larry Canfer, ladies and gentlemen, lives here in Champaign-Urbana, and he is the greatest photographer in the world. Imagine that. You live near.
And he's got pictures from around the world, including the stunning Ireland collection.
You've got somebody with an O'Connell or something.
Seeing the homeland.
Unbelievable. His perspective, his talent, and his Heartland Drama panoramic photograph, the famous storm clouds, crops, and sunshine one picture.
Heartland Drama, and you called just before.
I called when he was in the field, and I said, when he said, I can't talk, I said, I'm taking credit for it really fast. That means it was my picture. While in the gallery again, enjoy, as Diane mentioned, complimentary hot apple cider. Larry Canfer Gallery, Windsor and Neal in Champaign. Sports headlines.
They've got that big inflatable man dancing outside.
Love it. Yep.
It's great. Parkland Volleyball facing Johnson County, Kansas in the NJCAA National Championship Series. The semifinals are going on, and we wish the Lady Cobras well. Illinois Volleyball at Rutgers tomorrow. Illinois Football taking on Iowa, 2:30 kickoff. We are 2-5 in the Big Ten. 10 and 4 and 6 overall. They are 3 and 4 in the Big Ten, 6 and 6 overall. So go Illini. Beat those Hawkeyes. We've got Gonzaga on Monday at 10:30 p.m. with that tournament in Hawaii. And Gonzaga beat Texas A&M 94-71 yesterday. The only upset in Big Ten basketball was DePaul over Penn State. NFL action had Seattle over Green Bay. Blackhawks and L.A. Kings tonight. Blues and Vegas. We have golf with Charles Howell, a two-shot lead in Georgia.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little overcast now. A little breezy. Winds at 16 miles per hour. We've got a low 28 into the evening tonight. Up to near 40 again tomorrow with some clouds. 30% chance of rain or snow late. And into the evening, low 29. That could carry into Sunday morning with a high 36 expected as we wrap up the weekend. Then clear and a low 28 in the evening. We're currently at 32, ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute and come back with more. It's Friday, Illinois and Iowa, 2:30 tomorrow. Lots going on, pregame, everything. Just dress in layers. You know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
It'll be fun. Last game, say goodbye to the seniors. Only 9 of them. We're a very young football team. ESPN 93.5, Friday morning. Check your Fox Business Minute. See how these markets are going to open in about 10 minutes. It's 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, T-Mobile says there's a possibility its merger with Sprint will close as early as the first part of next year. The FCC and Department of Justice are still looking over the deal. T-Mobile says the Justice Department review should be completed in a few weeks. Viacom is reporting an upbeat summer quarter, helped by the success of movies Mission Impossible Fallout, A Quiet Place, and Book Club. The money it makes from its filmed entertainment segment rose 25% from a year ago. Shoe Carnival's business improved in the summer quarter. Its sales at existing stores are up 4.5%. Analysts at Wedbush are praising the company's decision to close stores with weaker sales. It's already Black Friday on Amazon. The company says its Black Friday week begins today and will run through next Friday. The Dow was up 208 yesterday. NASDAQ added 122. S&P up 28. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to welcome Charles Jajut to the microphones here. He is Health Alliance Small Group and Individual Sales Manager. Charles Jajut, am I saying that properly?
Yes, you are.
I sound very cultural when I say this wonderful French name. In Health Alliance Small Group and Individual Sales Manager. So who are we talking about in your area? Who do I have here?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. First and foremost, it is open enrollment.
Until the end of December, middle of December?
December 15th.
15, okay.
Yep. And so individual health insurance is for anybody who is younger than 65, not on their parents' health care plan.
Right.
And that age runs up to age 26.
Right.
It's for anyone who is not covered by their employer.
Okay.
It's for anyone who's not currently on Medicare.
Okay.
And for individuals and families.
Okay, so you covered the gamut there. And so when we talk about, you know, something new is this virtual appointments, mm-hmm. How is that going to work? In other words, I can, on a screen, show my rash on my hand or something.
Great point. So it's virtual visits. And with virtual visits, it allows you to use your smartphone to connect with a counselor or physician. 24 hours a day,
what?
7 days a week, 365 days a year, and it's free with Health Alliance.
Laura Mabry, what? I mean, wait a minute. He said 24/7. I go on my phone, and I'm accessing, and I'll get a response?
Pretty cool, right?
No, it's hard to believe.
I think it's amazing, and I think of a lot of different people, but imagine a family with young kiddos, right? And they wake up in the middle of the night with a high fever.
You don't want to drag them in. They're sick, right?
You don't want to drag them in. You certainly don't want them to take them to the emergency department because there's a better way to get that taken care of, and that's with a virtual visit through your Health Alliance individual plan.
I love that. I think it's very innovative and very tip of the cap. Charles, what about folks 20s, 30s? They're not going to get sick. Why do they need...
Right, they think they can stay healthy, and they don't need all that.
Absolutely. So with that, health insurance from Health Alliance, it allows you to stay healthy, okay? It will also give you access to your prescription drug medication. It helps you manage a minor cold or a minor injury. It also gives you access to tests and screenings.
Yep.
And it helps you manage any major disease or major injury. Basically, it helps you manage your cost. Yeah. So that's why it's good for that age demographic.
Laura, one bad thing, and it's we know how high things can be. You can't really not have something, right? I mean,
That's certainly how we feel at Carle and Health Alliance. Yeah. You know, it's just those that sort of risk of that exorbitant cost from a really serious issue. And you know, we talk a little bit about medical costs and how many people are caring for any one hospital patient. That's part of what makes it costly, but it's also what you need. And you'd sure hate to not, not be able to pay for that or for that to cause you problems.
Okay, how do people get more information? What do they do?
Sure, give us a call. Our toll-free number is 877-686-1168. They could also visit us at healthalliance.org. And also, if they're working with a local agent, reach out to that local agent and ask for a Health Alliance quote. Most importantly, we are a local health insurance provider.
Yeah.
So stop by and say hi. We're very friendly. We're inviting. We're warm. So definitely stop by and say hi.
Awesome.
Carle at the Fields is a great new location.
I want an office out there, by the way. Absolutely. Can I get a Health Alliance office?
And there's an El Toro coming.
Yeah.
And that's actually
January, isn't it?
That's actually where the Health Alliance Connections building is.
What?
It's across from the big one that you see from the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Folks who are looking for Medicare and individual coverage can just stop in there and talk to somebody during the week.
And have a taco. Come on, man.
That's it. We're looking forward to it.
Soon enough,
everybody.
Right? Soon enough.
I want a Health Alliance office. How do I do that? I want out there.
There you go.
That's a nice place.
Let's
talk.
I know we didn't talk about the Balance of Life programs. These are some fitness tools that are worked into your program.
Yes, they are. And what they do is they allow you to get discounts on services in your community.
Nice.
So it's great to have that work-life balance, and that's where it all starts.
Right. If you're working out, they'll consider that. And I love the mobile app to navigate your coverage anytime.
That's exactly it. You can manage your health insurance right from your phone.
Nice.
So.
Somebody's evolving.
Exactly.
This is really old. This is really
I love it.
Very impressive stuff.
Exactly.
I want to do my virtual visit. No, I don't have anything. I just want to see if it works.
Right.
How are you?
And that's so important, especially this day and age with pink eye or sore throat.
Oh, yeah,
flu season and allergies. I see you guys have these free virtual visits. Healthalliance.org, huh?
877-686-1168. I'd get on it and check all this out. So much here. Laura Mabry, thank you.
You're welcome.
Charles Jajute, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to meet you. Health Alliance, small group and individual sales manager, ESPN 93.5. Check your news next. It's Friday.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A hand recount of ballots in Florida's Senate race has started. It's still too close to call by state law after a machine recount. Absentee and rejected ballots in Georgia are being reviewed in the governor's race there.
Republican Brian Kemp leads Democrat Stacey Abrams by over 50,000 votes. Abrams hopes to force a runoff. Both have filed legal challenges, though Kemp's campaign maintains that he'll prevail.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The Justice Department tells Fox it was a mistake naming WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a court document.
The Justice Department inadvertently named him in a court filing in an unrelated case, stating that charges would need to remain sealed until Assange is arrested in connection with the charges in the criminal complaint and can therefore no longer evade or avoid arrest and extradition. It's not immediately clear what charges Assange could be facing, but Special Counsel Robert Mueller has looked into WikiLeaks' publication of hacked emails during the 2016 presidential campaign.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 50-year-old former Champaign police officer who allegedly offered to pay a prostitute to have sex with him has been criminally charged. Joe Ketchum has been charged with soliciting a sex act and is set to be arraigned November 29th. He retired in August after the allegations came to light. Improvements are coming to a wing of the Parkland College campus. The News Gazette says Parkland College President Thomas Ramage on Wednesday announced the $323,000 grant from the state of Illinois. It includes a $126,000 local match from unused 2008 bond money. It is emergency repair funding. Right now, the space is being used by the highway construction program and the theater program, which uses it for prop storage. Ramage says the building is not very usable right now, and there need to be major updates to the HVAC and plumbing. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A little overcast now. Today's high near 40, down to around 28 this evening. Same for tomorrow. Some clouds, high 39, low 29. 30% chance of precipitation late afternoon into the evening. Could carry into Sunday morning, but then partly cloudy. High 36 on Sunday, down to around 20 as we clear out on Sunday night. Right now the temperature's at 32. ESPN 93.5.
I want some Hawaiian shirts to wear while I watch Illinois kick butt against Gonzaga late Monday night. Bethany from Game Day Spirit, provider of clothing for Miss Illinois. Bethany, how are you?
Good morning and aloha. It's unfortunate that we're not going to Hawaii ourselves, right?
You mean, I thought Game Day was flying me out.
Yeah, well, I thought Corey had things arranged.
Corey provided,
Corey, yeah, come on, Corey. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, he must have been talking about the parking ticket, not the ticket. Dang it. Anyway, good to have you on, Bethany. Tell me about these. I mean, they're getting a lot of buzz, these Game Day Spirit Hawaiian shirts. Tell me about them.
Yeah, we're happy to be able to provide Tommy Bahama apparel for the tournament. I know that some of the coaching staff is going to wear it, and a lot of the fans that are traveling to Hawaii have been really excited to purchase and get Tommy Bahama apparel to represent Illinois.
That's cool.
It is really cool. And just come on in and try them on and buy them.
Yeah, that's right. We have it at both stores, Game Day on Green Street and Game Day on Neal. And then we also have it online for those that aren't necessarily in the area but still want to feel like they're in Hawaii and represent the team.
Well, and any time's good for Hawaiian shirts like that. I mean, that's a slam dunk anytime you want to wear that. It's always kind of cool. And you guys, who came up with this idea? Probably was Bethany.
Actually, no. Oh, I wish I could take the credit, but definitely our buyer was like, actually, what if we got Tommy Bahama apparel? And I was like, do it. Let's do it. That's so fun.
Okay, so just come on in and buy it online as well?
That's correct, at gamedayspirit.com.
Okay, listen, I hope it goes. What about the stadium sale? Right. What's up with that?
Yeah, exciting news. We've officially set our date for December 1st, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., our huge, you know, stadium sale where we take merchandise from this season that we just want to clear out into the stadium of West Hall, discount it greatly. People in the past have said we have amazing prices, amazing selection.
And there's no doubt. It's like, here, take it. That's kind of what you're doing. And people, there's a reason, Bethany, people line up because it everybody knows what they're getting.
Oh yeah, for sure. We definitely get there early, and when I show up to start setting up, people are already in line.
That's crazy. So what time do you think they get in line? 8? An hour before?
Yeah, that's actually a good time.
Okay, so you can get there, and then you just run through, and you're serious, and you grab because the sweatpants are so inexpensive. All the fun stuff you guys got. That's December 1. Everybody knows about Game Day Spirit's big stadium sale. It's every year, December 1, 9 a.m. to 1, and that's going to be big as well. Okay, Hawaiian attire, stadium sale. Bethany, you're the best.
Thank you so much, guys.
Pretty cool stuff. I'm on the GameDaySpirit.com website. And the orange and blue bib overalls are really fun, too. They're striped.
They're the ones you go to. They got them all.
I know.
They're awesome. All right, 839 ESPN 93.5.
Find me,
okay, earlier this morning, Mike Ditker, Brother Johnny, I asked Coach about those Chicago Bears.
No, the Bears are very good, guys. The Bears are going to win that division. Then it depends on, you know, what happens after that with the injuries and everything. But, Mitch Trubisky is, he may not be Drew Brees yet, but he's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, they play Sunday night, host Minnesota. That'll be a dandy.
That's right.
That'll be a dandy in Chicago.
As you were mentioning, Coach saying that the Saints and Eagles game is going to be great and supporting the Bears on Sunday evening. That game against the Vikings, Colts and Titans also got going at it. NFL action last night, Seattle beat Green Bay 27-24. Blackhawks and LA Kings tonight, Blues and Vegas will be going at it on ice. And NHL action, Gonzaga beat Texas A&M. That applies to us because that's who we play Monday night at 10:30 in Hawaii for that game. Illinois and Iowa in football tomorrow at 2:30. Illinois in Maryland to take on New Jersey to take on Rutgers tomorrow. Parkland is in West Virginia with their NJCAA National Championship Series going on. They're in the semifinals and play Johnson County, Kansas. So go Cobras. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey. All right, looking cool as far as our weekend goes, but up towards 40, down to 28 this evening. Freezing fog after 9 p.m. We could see some precipitation late afternoon and early evening on Saturday, high 39, low 29. 36 the high with a 30% chance of snow showers early on Sunday, clearing out Sunday night with a low 20. Currently 32, ESPN 93.5.
It's Happy Honda Days with your favorite Care Bears. Me, Grumpy Bear.
And me, Chair Bear.
Remember how happy you were getting us as a kid?
Happy.
Get that feeling again with the Honda CR-V. It comes with a standard rearview camera.
Hooray!
Plus available Honda sensing.
Yay!
Get something you'll love during Happy Honda Days from KBB.com's Best Value brand for 2018. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda CR-V. Visit your local Honda dealer today.
For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Valid on CR-V LX only. See dealer for financing details.
Hey, it's the $6 Million Man. Remember getting me as a kid? Feel that way again with the Honda Accord during Happy Honda Days. It comes standard with Honda Sending, a suite of safety and driver assist features. Race you there. Get something you love during Happy Honda Days. Well-qualified buyers can enjoy 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
It's time for Out and About with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joining us. Something on stage at Parkland you may want to check out this weekend.
That's right. You can start your weekend with an entertaining show at Parkland Theater. This weekend, they'll present the musical comedy Murders of 1940, where chorus girls, writers, and stars of a Broadway musical find their lives in danger.
The Junior League of Champaign-Urbana turning the Hilton Garden Inn into a winter wonderland. What's this all about?
It is time for the annual Festival of Trees, a popular event happening at the Hilton Garden Inn. Happens on Saturday and Sunday, and you'll get inspired by their many themed trees while also helping raise money for Crisis Nursery.
And there's another event happening out in Gifford that will get you in the holiday spirit.
One of the biggest shopping events of the year. You can get your holiday shopping started at the Gifford State Bank Country Christmas Craft Show. This large arts and crafts fair will bring over 300 vendors to Gordyville for a full day of shopping.
Plenty of events to get you in the holiday spirit right before Thanksgiving. Terry, for details on these three events or anything else happening this weekend, where can our listeners go?
Visit champaignecounty.org.
As temperatures change, inside fun at Arrowhead Lanes in Western Bowl goes big. Bowling at either facility is awesome with many options. Open daily, it's perfect for the whole family. Games like Cosmic Bowling and Blacklight Miniature Golf offer something different for the season. Let League Bowling show your skills, and Dave, resident pro, has tips and accessories in their pro shop. Even sample slice of Elisa's homemade pizza. Nobody in Champaign has so much fun at such little price. Come to Western Bowl on Francis Drive or Arrowhead Lanes on North McKinley. See you there.
Okay, U of I Meat Sales Room theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
The meat
room. Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers at the meat sales room. Steaks and burgers.
The U of I Meat Sales Room on Maryland in Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union. Sure, we started out only serving U of I employees, but we've graduated to serving the entire Champaign-Urbana community. And you know what? We love it. From football fields to cornfields, from humble beginnings to small victories, from Rantoul to Fisher, from Sadorus to Sydney, and everything in between. We We know you've got a fighting spirit. And here at the U of I Community Credit Union, we're your biggest fans. The entire community. Because it's all about campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign and Urbana and let us show you how we continue to serve both campus and community. Because you know what? It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union.
A chance to all, so go Illini.
Yeah, let's beat those Hawkeyes.
And Jeremy Warner has much more coming up next. It's the Jay Layman drop-in on Friday.
Nice.
Jay will check in
okay
on the Jeremy Warner Show Mondays with Jeremy Warner. It's Deion Thomas 9 to 10, Jay Layman 10 to 11 in the studio.
It's a great way to start your week.
Oh, it's so much stuff.
Uh-huh, and you can always tap into ESPNCU.com to listen in also.
Yep, if you missed Coach Ditka and Brother Johnny, you can go to our podcast later today.
That's right.
ESPNCU.com. Coach.
Good luck to Grace stepping out on the Illinois football field tomorrow.
She's been to several games this year, but she'll be Miss Illinois in her banner and crown tomorrow.
Excellent.
Introduced their late first quarter, so be sure to cheer. Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy your week and go Illini.
I bet you go Illini. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. ESPN 93.5. Have a blessed weekend.